MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. For the second straight reporting period, neither New Mexico nor Texas have reported an increase in measles cases, even though a positive measles sample was found through wastewater testing in Roswell. The sample was taken on June 3rd as part of a wastewater testing initiative that has been conducted in 11 treatment facilities around New Mexico since March. The New Mexico total number of measles cases remains the second highest in the nation at 81, spread across seven counties, and with the majority of those cases in Lee County. While Texas remains the highest in the nation with 744 cases, the most cases in Texas remains in Gaines County with 411, El Paso County has reported 58 cases, and Lubbock 53. The Roswell City Council meeting at 6 p.m. on Thursday will have plenty of noteworthy items residents should pay attention to. One of the issues facing councilors is flooding along Hobson Road. Councilors will decide whether to award construction of the project to one of three bidders. Other items on the agenda include selling city land to Amazon for an approximate 7.5-acre fulfillment site near the intersection of South Sunset Avenue and Monksdale Road, ratifying the purchase order for the use of temporary emergency dispatchers at a cost of about $346,000. Approving award of professional services for the Roswell Public Library Outdoor Play and Learn Area to Studio 27 for about $38,844. Approving Roswell Transit's proposed decrease in cost to ride to 25 cents. And agreeing to the contents of the Roswell Air Center's five-year capital improvement plan. 3 days of pure artistry awaits at the Ruidoso Tattoo Expo starting at noon this Friday the 13th at the Ruidoso Convention Center. Artists from coast to coast will be in attendance noon to 8 p.m. all 3 days, and you can hunt for treasures at vendor booths, watch live performances, contests, and witness masterpieces come to life before your eyes. Go to RuidosoTattooExpo.com for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.